Well, actually, this talk is about Edge plus 1/2. First about myself. My name is Andy Barth. I'm actually one of the Debian release managers, both for Stable and for the next release, Lenny. And I saw two more people here in the room of the release team, Luke and Mark. So basically, what are Debian releases? What do we know up to now? Packages are usually uploaded to Unstable. Somehow they enter testing after some rough testing. And every whatever 1.5 to 2.5 years. Ah, and Malkin is also a release team member, by the way. and as every 1.5 to 2.5 years, we release that's what we have as testing called as stable. Last time we did that was on Easter last year. That is what we now have as Edge. Lenny is planned to be released soon. There's another very good talk from Luke about that. So I'm not speaking about testing this time. I'm speaking about stable. So and features and problems and, well, sometimes some non-problems of stable. First of all, stable is stable. That means we don't do changes unless it's really necessary. I think that's one of the very large features of what we have in Debian, that we don't just make random changes, but it's really stable. You can rely on it for your servers, for your desktops, and it works very well. So, and somehow, sometimes there are outside changes, things that we can't foresee when we make a stable release. For example, the government of, I think it was the US, of one of the American states decided with not so much time in advance to change the time zone, to go to at a later point in time back from one of the time zones to another time zone. So we can't, but we want, of course, to have a working local support in Debian anyways, even in stable. Then we have fast-changing code, where the targets are fast-changing. Let's say, I think the most well-known example is GLAMAF, the virus scanner, which really doesn't work so well with the old way of saying, oh, stable is stable, nothing has changed. Then we have lots of cases where we got new hardware, where we need to support new hardware. Sometimes it's not so bad if you say, well, you can't have the optimum speed of out of an Ethernet driver up to now, but you can install Debian, it's okay. If you say, oh, but you can't use your hard disk to install Debian, that's not so good anymore. And then, of course, we have users asking for the most recent software. We all know of that. So I would consider at least the last to be a non-problem. But anyway, that's one of the things that we ask quite often about Debian and release. Yeah, what did we do? We do time zones updates. We can just put them in a classical point release. We say, that's a small change, a necessary change. We put it in the point release and be done with it. Fast-changing code, we have volatile Debian org, which is now also an official solution supported by Debian. Has, I think, a quite well security support, especially thanks to Steve Gran, who's doing all the GLAMAF updates. So we have some unofficial solutions. Of course, volatile also started to be an unofficial solution, moved to the official solutions parts now. For newer hardware, we have some installer images floating around by Kenji Muto, plus backported kernels. If you want to use just the most recent software, there's backports.org. Also a very Debian near solution, but not a part of Debian. And well, what we are doing recently was we're trying to make things official. We are trying to establish them as official processes, which has a lot of advantages, in my opinion. It's really a proper part of the project, which means, yeah, it's just integrated everywhere. There's a proper chain of trust. You can use the normal bug trackers. There's the same people who work on it. You can discuss with the kernel team is responsible for the kernels, not some random backporter, and so on. So, yeah, it just is like everywhere else. The little things that pushing things from the unofficial solutions to the more official solutions is helpful. Also, CD images are in the same place as the CD images are. Everything that's just, well, it's just Debian. And that's what we want to have. So, and now, what we think is the next step we want to support for newer hardware. That's called Edge and Half, which really says it's still Edge, but we're adding something more to it than a normal point release. We planned to have this as part of the next pointer release of HL4. L3 has just been done a few days ago. L4 is now our next step. We have an own wiki page for it. We have an own mailing list to discuss issues with it, on it. Because, of course, supporting newer hardware is, well, it's the first time thing for Debian to support newer hardware and stable release. And I'm optimistic that all will work out well in the end, but it's, of course, a lot of work and a lot of new things we need to think about what we didn't do before. So the general layout is really we add the updates via a point release, we update the installer. Yeah, and the only thing that's remaining is which architectures do we need? Actually, we started to think about, oh, the hardware will really need a new network and hard disk drivers are AMD 64, EC86 mostly. But as we have heard quite recently, for ARM, there are also updates pending. Perhaps I don't need an installer. I'm not sure about it. But it seems that if we discuss more and more about it, more architectures come and say, oh, we need it as well, a new kernel because of this and that feature. So it seems that it's really also necessary to make an update of the kernel. Well, what errors have we to change? We, of course, have the kernel. We need, and we are going to take a new version of the kernel. That means we're not going to stick with 2.6.18, but we're going to stick with a newer version for new hard disk chipsets and what else required. We have to make changes to X, mostly to adjust for newer PCI device IDs. Of course, there's some low-level user land, for example, wireless tools. Wireless tools just need to be changed to not give out warnings with the kernel we are going to add. But yeah, so this low-level user land, which is basically kernel plus, let's say, needs to be changed. And perhaps more to do, we will see. But that are currently the areas we are focusing, and the time to add more is very limited, yes? I have a next slide where I will go on to each topic a bit more in detail. So, yeah, just come in. You don't disturb, just walk in. So first details about the kernel. We're not going to replace the existing kernels. The existing kernels will still be there, will still be supported. They will also be supported security-wise. That means that from the beginning of the Edge plus half, or from the next point release on, we will have two different kernel versions on Edge to be secured, supported by the security team. Which on the other hand means we are not going to do that way before Sarge went out of security support, which happens soon anyway. So it's not so big issue, but we need to make sure that the security team can handle it. We are currently consolidating for 2.6.24, with 2.6.22 as a fallback if something goes wrong. And well, the question is, of course, can we drop features in the new kernel relating to 2.6.18? As we know, Xen is a major area of pain for the kernel. We don't have really support for AMD 64 in the current kernels. We have limited support only for DOM use. So can we drop, for example, Xen support for this kernel? That's an open question for me. I don't have an answer to it. There are other features as well where we discussed if we can drop them or not for that kernel. And as I said, we're still supporting the old kernel, so we're not doing our user disadvantage by dropping that. Well, we are perhaps doing, but it's not so bad as if we say we are not going to support it anymore at all, because it's still in the old kernels, and the old kernels will still be supported.
You can't wait for people coming in.
Yeah, it's just disturbing. The dog goes out and it goes, the noise level goes up. So it's really disturbing me. So for Xorg, what we are doing, we are just really changing the current packages. We are not backporting Xorg at all, as a full Xorg package. We are changing the current packages to the different on newer PCI IDs. For example, to recognize, oh yeah, I know this PCI ID as well, and that device has these special features. Or even to say, well, if it's this PCI device ID, if I do this and that, it will be better for the users. So we are backporting some bug fixes from the current Xorg, but we're not backporting all of the Xorg. Fans. Pardon?
Xorg in Bash uses discover data. For hardware detection.
So, sorry, I didn't get the name. I usually, well, as you know, my native language is not English. You can hear it quite well. And so I read all the package names, but usually I'm pronouncing them a bit different than France does. So yeah, it might be that. Well, it's not that we say we are not. This list isn't a list where we say the updates are limited to exactly these packages. We have not yet broken down to, from the more or less from the high level view of which errors we're updating to the low level view of exactly this package is going to update. So yeah, it might be that discover data is included as well. What we want to avoid with access, however, we want to avoid that we have behavior changes for devices that are supported normally up to now. So that the users don't install the next point release. And well, if your user upgrades to the next point release, they shouldn't get behavior changes they don't expect. So that's one of the parts of the Edge plus half. We are not going to make the large behavior changes. For example, we're not going to update the new KDE version or so. That's something that's out of the question for the Edge plus one half. For the install, of course, if we discuss about that we have hardware we can't install to the hard disk right now with the current kernel, we need a new installer for the newer hardware. At the moment where I've written the slides, I've assessed no decision because there were a few different ideas how to implement it. Now I have just had a brief discussion with Franz, and we are now going to, one of the proposals which we are now going to adopt is that we're using the Lenny installer with a special package to ease the installation for Edge, and then install Edge with the Lenny installer and put an extra CD image up, which is net install, which can be used instead of the disk one as well. So we can install Edge we have an installer that installs Edge properly, and we have the new support for new hardware, new kernels, and whatever else. So, and of course, what's very important, which we mostly lose in our time to do, is the release notes. But it's really necessary to adjust them for Edge plus half, and it needs way more attention. And if you want to do something on Debian, and you don't need a lot of technical insight of that, you just need to go to the bug reports and try to get it fixed in the release notes and ask for questions. If you don't understand it, it's not bad to ask for more things, but the release notes really need way more attention than they got. I'm not excluding myself from it because I'm one of the release notes editors, so, but I know that we need to do something on that. So that was now the rough thing on the Edge plus and half, and I've spoken faster than I thought, so there's enough time now for asking me lots of questions. So, please.
Wouldn't it be better to backport newer hardware to the existing 2.6.18 kernel?
I don't think so, actually, because, well, there are two different cases. There's the easy cases like we have a new PCI ID and you just to add it to the kernel. That's easy to backport, obviously. But there have been quite a few fundamental changes in drivers, and it's not so easy to backport it anymore. And if I'm looking, for example, at the SUSE or the Red Hat Enterprise Editions. For example, Red Hat delivers with a 2.6.7 kernel, which if you look at it in detail, is a 2.6.22 kernel or something like that. And if we do, well, of course, we can say, oh, we just backport all the fixes, we just don't update the version number. But I'm not a believer in backporting, in having a kernel that's backported for more than three or four parts of it or whatever. I think it's better to use the upstream kernel until we can do it. And I don't want to have the old kernel replaced because it's a behavior change. So we need to deliver two kernels anyways. And if we have two kernels, what's wrong with taking a 2.6.24 kernel?
Yes, I think you're right. Many people are installing kernels from kernel R2.
Yeah.
So this bit has the problem.
Regarding Xamarin support for getting better support for Xamarin hardware 2.6.22 doesn't seem to be a valid option for them. What about backporting some specific drivers for hard disk?
Well, actually, we would like to go to 2.6.24. That's the target. 22 is only the fallback in case things go wrong. Yeah, actually. Well, this has now nothing to do with Edge plus 1/2, but Linux kernels and Xen have a generic issue. That's Xen source vendor is staying behind. The most recent patch from them is for 2.6.18. And Fedora has forward ported a lot of the patches. And now Fedora has finally been fed up by that because of that much effort. And they are writing their own Xen patches, virtualization engine, whatever. And I expect that one to be available in July or August. So it will be available, the new engines will be available for the kernels we're going to use in Lenny. So from Lenny on, it will be way better with Xen. But for Edge plus 1/2, I currently don't see a solution. But well, if you see a solution, it's nice to tell it to me now, but it will probably be better if you send it in a mail to the Debian Edge plus 1/2 list plus the Debian kernel list. Because then it will be at the right places. And I'm not a kernel developer. I know a bit of how kernel looks like. Because if you do a release management, of course you know the kernel after some time. But I'm not a kernel developer, and I don't have the technical deep insight into the Xen, what exactly works and what exactly doesn't work, and how the hypervisor is working and what are the incompatibilities. There are a lot of people in this room that know it far better than I do. And if one of them wants to comment on it, I'm happy with it. Okay, obviously not. Xen is not that so interesting topic to comment on it. So, next question, I think I've seen one more. Steve?
Another comment. The thing about backporting drivers is, I do this in my day job as well. The kernel these days has got such a rapid change that backporting a driver, depending on exactly where in the code it is, you might be able to get away with backporting it from one or two minor versions. Six means that you can run on spending weeks per driver and still not have working code at the end.
Right.
So basically, for I or we as a release team, the advice of the kernel team is strictly to not backport driver but go to a newer version. And if that's strictly advised by a team and there's no very good reason to say no, well, of course, we follow the advice of that kernel team. That's one of the main things how it works in Debian, that the individual teams make recommendations and then we try to work out at something that's good for all of them.
Point about is I also have three kernel drivers. Do you have any plans for them?
Pardon, sir?
I also have three kernel drivers, the one handled by Modulo Assistant.
Sorry, I'm just not getting it currently, sorry.
Out of three drivers.
Out of three drivers. I probably should spend more time at Debian conferences with all of non-native English speakers. Yes, that's why I understood him. No, actually I understood him because I spent last night with him in the pub. Well, of course, there will be some change because some drivers has been integrated in the new kernel or so, but I don't know of any specific plans to make large changes to that. Anyone else in this room who knows more about that than I do?
I think you'll have for some of them, so you have, if you want to keep 2.6.8 and have 2.6.24 at the 18 and 2.6.24 at the same time, you'll have to upload a new version of them supporting actually the two kernel trees. Otherwise, you won't be able to use Module Assistant.
Yeah.
PH plus half.
Well, we had. I'm. some packages are more or less auto built from the out of kernel modules. For them, we definitely plan to upload a new, as far as I understand, we plan to upload something that supports as many modules as possible. For the others, we will have to see. As I said, I'm quite sure if we review the Edge plus 1/2 and what we uploaded in 3/4 of a year, there will definitely things that said, oh yeah, that should have been done better and that as well. But yeah, so I will try to keep that in mind. That we'll take another look at the out of three module things in the kernel. Good point. No, okay. Thank you very much for keeping minutes, Mark.
Since VirtualBox seems pretty well supported, maybe you could just drop Xen.
I don't think that's an option to drop Xen. But well. Actually, I'm happy with the fact that if we're looking back for 2 or 3 years, we had no real virtualization support. We have change routes where we all know that they can easily be broken out, which had a lot of bugs to get out of the change route. I remember from the top of my head the different of them. So now, this time, we have of course, vServer, we have Xen, we have VirtualBox, we have KVM, we have some solutions that make more press releases than anything else, but yeah. But I think it's going in the right direction. And the good thing on free software is that you have different projects a bit competing which one is doing better. And I'm happy that there are more people in that camp, but I'm quite sure that if they all have finished supporting effort, and they do it to save money, to not have to fiddle so much around with Xen, Xen will be in a far better state than it is as today. So we have good times for Lenny onwards with Xen, but not for Edge plus 1/2, perhaps.
It looks like Fedora has gotten a bootable 2.6.24 i386.0 kernel.
They have.
So I'm wondering if maybe we could just, you know, steal some of their patches.
By chance, I'm one of the Fedora developers in a private IRC channel, which has nothing to do with software, but I'm regularly asking for updates from him. So yes, they are currently be able to boot a system on E386. Pardon?
And then it crashes.
Not really. Well, it works for EC86, but it's still a bit hand-holded, and of course they want to have AMD64 as well and PowerPC as well, which all of us would welcome, of course, at least AMD64. But for example, they are currently not sure if they will be able to have an DOM 0 for AMD64 native, or if they can only make EC86 DOM zeros and have AMD64 only in DOM use, which of course is enough to run the system, but it's not as nice as we perhaps would like it. But as the good thing is, they say the release a few months before we do, so we can watch and see what's there. So I'm quite optimistic for that reason. Next questions.
What do you have to expect when updating my non-GUI server, which runs fine to 6.18 to R4? Well, you should probably automatically dist upgrade some packages.
Yeah, well, you should basically expect that the server continues to run fine. You don't get the newer kernel by default. So if you want to have the newer kernel, you have to install it by hand.
But it might update whatever
UDAP
or something.
That's one of my largest areas of concern is to make sure that any updates we have are not going to break existing servers.
That's what I'm expecting.
Well, and I think that's really very important for us. It's because, as I said at the beginning, one of the current features of stable is it really is stable. And I don't want to trade that feature for supporting newer hardware. So we will definitely keep that feature and in doubt be a bit more conservative with whatever we will allow in. And for example, until we decide to not upgrade the kernels to automatically get newer kernels, you will keep stay with your old kernels unless you decide by hand to upgrade. I think that's fair.
Very much so.
Okay. So, more questions on it? Or did we finish everything on Edge plus 1/2?
What's the timeline again?
Pardon?
Your timeline?
For Edge plus 1/2? We just do it. Well, actually, for Edge plus 1/2, we don't have as the timeline as for Lenny. We have this. Basically, there's still a lot of smaller questions open. We need to tackle. We need now someone to drive it. One of the preconditions for Edge plus 1/2 was that we finish Edge R3, which has been done now. So next thing is we need to do Edge plus 1/2. That's on the top of priority lists for at least for stable release management. For the DI release management, I would expect to see it after the beta 1 is out, France. Or
we can use beta 1 for Edge and a half. It will have the 22 kernel.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And we will update that extra NetInt disk when we do beta 2 or RC1 or whatever. So then you will get an installer with 2.6.24.
But beta 1 is also not too far in the future anymore, so. So yeah, so you see, we are now really prepared to do it, so we just need to do it now. And I think there we are, but it's also important, the question you asked before, it's really important to say, or what's important for us is to say, we are not going to risk the current running systems. It's of course sure for us, but it's also important for our users to know that we are not going to risk that, but we are only adding things to it. So, more questions? Yeah, of course.
Is this a one-time action, or are you just doing it because there's so much change this time between the kernels and the hardware breaking, or can we expect Lenny and a half? So
can we defer that answer to that question until we have done it? Well, actually, if we would be in a similar situation, I would expect to do it again. But of course, it depends. If we notice that it goes horribly wrong, we're not going to do it anymore. If it all goes far smoother than we expected, we of course might do it earlier or whatever. So we are trying it out. I'm personally expecting to do it again. Or the next dev release managers will do it again, hopefully. But anyways, so I'm expected to have seen it again, but it's not decided yet, and we're first just trying it, how it really works, being careful about it, and then we can do the decision if we want to repeat it afterwards. Set other plans. Okay?
Yeah, from my point of view, it would be nice to have something, because I'm in the position that people come to me and say, oh, we just installed another Red Hat server. And Red Hat has, whatever, 3-month updates, and then you get 5.1 and 5.2.
Yeah.
And if that is not always necessary, and it often breaks subtle stuff. That's why I say, let's use Debian, that's stable. But if we had an intermediate step in between the two, that would be great. So I would love to see this work out.
The problem really, of course, is also that basically, even if I would take a snapshot of unstable, it's not really far worse than stable releases of some other Linux vendors. But we as Debian really consider stable to be stable and not be something that we just label stable. So, yeah. I'm sorry, but was there a question from you, Maya? No.
Which other architectures? I mean, clearly, I've 64 is what I'm expecting to do CDs and DVDs for.
Yeah.
Which other architectures are we expecting to need Edge and a half for?
Well, as I just learned in the talk before from Martin Michelmeier, ARM seems to need it. And
I mean, is that going to be needed in the installer as well, or is that
just as far as I understand? I'm not sure if it's needed in the installer because currently it's just not needing. Well, at least one thing he mentioned was just that DMA doesn't work on some hard disk, which allows it to install with the old kernel and upgrade, but Franz seems to have some update.
2.6.24 just has support for more ARM hardware than 2.6.18 has, okay. So it's definitely worth it.
Fine, okay. So that's three architectures, I guess, we'll be looking at doing the extra CD for.
I would expect for that one or two more architectures will come around. Until we decide, so we're up to 3 to 5 CD images, okay. I would say.
I mean, are people aware here of what the plans are for the CDs and DVDs for the Edge and a half, or should I explain it? Yes, I'll explain it, okay.
Just come to me and use the microphone.
We have really what viewers.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
So, here.
Behind you, yes.
Okay, the plans for the Etch and a Half CDs and DVDs is, as far as the vast majority of people are concerned, it's just going to be another point release. So we'll be doing a normal CD build, we'll be doing the usual set of testing, things should look just the same. For those people who do need the updated kernel specifically so they can install Debian, obviously this is useful, there will be an extra CD available that will work with the main set, and we'll have the new installer on that as well. So if you want to install, if you want to get a full set of CDs or DVDs that will work, and you need the newer kernel, you will need to get both pieces. If you use the old installer off the existing point release set, then that will work identically to the old one. Franz and I spent a while thrashing this out on IRC, and for us it seemed the most logical thing. I mean, if that sounds sensible to people, or if you've got any comment, shout at me.
But you'll be able to, if you had previously bought four CD sets, you'll be able to install the Etch and a Half using this previously bought CD set from previous point.
Mostly, yes. Jeremy was asking if you'd be able to use the Etch and a Half CD with a previous full set of CDs. I mean, modulo any extra dependencies that you may have, absolutely no problem. I mean, the way to do that would be to use the previous CDs and download one of the update CDs or DVDs to complete the set to make sure you got all the latest packages.
Or use a mirror,
yeah. It should work just fine. I'm saying this, we haven't yet done the work to make the extra NetInst or the extra CD fit in with the full set, but we're quite confident it's not rocket science, it should fall out quite easily.
So there will be a NetInst
as well? Yeah, I guess so. Basically, ideally, I'd like to try and minimise just how big the Etch and a Half extra CD is, but it'll probably be an extra equivalent to CD1 if you want to get all the latest X drivers and that kind of thing as well. No more comments? Cool. Back to Andy.
So the important thing is that the regular export release set will just use 2.6.18 as its kernel, and you will need to have the extra image if you want to get the update. German is
That's something we need to be careful describing in the release notes then.
Yes,
absolutely.
And if you use the net installation option, for example, you will need to add a special parameter to tell the installer that you want to install Edge instead of Lenny, because the netboot installation, the default, will be Lenny because you're using the Lenny installer. For CDs, it will be hard-coded on the CD that this is intended for Edge installation. But for netboot, you will have to tell the installer that you want to install Edge instead of that.
Potentially confusing.
It just requires documentation, and it's just two lines of information.
Well, and actually, if you speak about standard users, I wouldn't recommend netboot for standard users.
No.
So anybody who uses netboot should be able to read the release notes anyways, and if it doesn't do, sorry.
Okay.
So I think we're done now.